Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery. Ends President's Day. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 11th day of February 2025. Yep. And tonight we have my very distinguished co-host is none other than Style.
Hey, how are you, Pastor?
We're ready to roll tonight.
Let's do it.
Okay, and let's pick it up. The title of the message, Style, was Babylon Has Fallen. And we give you four examples, starting with the start of Babylon with Nimrod at the Tower of Babel. And then we're taking a look, and this is where we're at today, when Babylon hit its zenith until Cyrus came along and destroyed it. And so here, and then we're going to go to a type. Now, we deal with a number of types and shadows. And we're going to take a look at Revelation chapter 18. And we saw Revelation chapter 18 on a small scale folding right before our eyes. And that was 9/11. You say it's small? 9/11 was small compared to the end times. At the end of the tribulation period, you're going to see that on a much larger scale than, or during that tribulation period, I should say. And then we're going to take a look at what's happening today. We're seeing Babylon falling right here in America and around the world. And so, anyhow, we're going to pick it up where we left off. We left off in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18. And so that's Isaiah 45 verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it to be created not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. What do you think that does to the theory of evolution?
Kind of throws that right out the window, doesn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't do anything for the gap theory either, does it?
No.
I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come and draw near together. You are escaped of the nations, they have no knowledge, that set up the wood of their graven images, praying to a God they cannot save. Tell you, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient times, who hath told it from the time, have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. So all through the Old Testament, that is referred to over and over. There is none beside me. There was no other God but me. Yeah, what do you think he's doing? You think he's sending a message out there to Baal and to all Dagon and all of these so-called Ashtaroth and all these so-called gods?
Yeah, absolutely. Spelling it out right for him.
Yep. But there's one above all of those that he's really sending that message to over and over and over. That's the fellow who used to be called Lucifer. And Lucifer is still trying to compete with God. Remember, Lucifer claimed he would become God. He would replace God. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. Then unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Now, why did he swear unto himself?
I'm not sure.
Because there's no one higher to swear to.
Well, that makes sense.
You always swear by the highest, okay? But we're not supposed to do that now. Now, the Lord Jesus instructed us not to do that. Surely, one say, in the Lord I have righteousness and strength even to him, shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all thy seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. And that's kind of a message to those anti-Semitic people, those that were out there protesting today, and were arrested and removed from some of the government offices even today. Here, we're not saying that Israel is a good nation. America and Israel, I want to compare the two of them because they're right down the line. They both need much, much repentance, both of them. And they need to get back to God. But at the same time, and the reason I say that is both, you know, the national sin of America is the same one of Israel, killing their babies through abortion. They both have very high rates of killing their babies. And that's an abomination in the sight of God. But not only that, both nations. Israel had the world's largest sodomite parade, the world's largest. And so, and then pornography, both countries. There's much, much repentance needed. But we're seeing, and maybe they might start to understand, you know, in America, 9/11 should have woke us up, huh? But right. But here, and of course, October 7th should have woke Israel up. God is listening. He's watching. Now, right now, we're working hard to try to bring America back in there. Those are trying to bring Israel back to where it should be, huh?
Trying.
And so, let's pick her up in verse 1 of 46. Bel boweth down, and Nebo stoppeth there. Idols were upon the beasts and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden and are a burden to the weary beast. In other words, Cyrus had all of their idols hauled away, and their idols didn't do them much good, did they?
No.
They stooped and they bowed down together. They could not deliver the burden that themselves were going into captivity. Remember when they brought Dagon, the fish god, and they set it before the Ark of the Covenant? What happened to Dagon, the fish god? They came back in the morning and it was laying face down. So they reset him up again, and it was brought down again, bowed, and this time his head was taken off. What do you think? God was trying to send him a message, maybe?
It sure seems like it.
And even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Do you have any whore hairs?
I got a lot of hair.
Yeah, but is it whore hair?
I don't like to think it is.
Whore hair simply means white. It means from a horse way, not whores like in like government and like okay, but it simply means white hair like mine.
I got a bunch of that.
Okay. To whom will he liken me and make me equal and compare me, that we may be liked? In other words, God's making a point. You people understand not there yet. Okay, there's only one God, and it's not made of wood or stone. Your gods can't even talk, right? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god, and they fall down, yeah, they worship. They bear him upon their shoulders and carry him and set him in his place, and he standeth from his place and shall not be removed. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet he cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this and show yourselves, men, bring it again to mind, O you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Well, he starts this whole thing off by talking about, here, Cyrus. When I was in Israel, they had coins. And on one side of the coin, it was Cyrus, the image of Cyrus. On the other side, it was Donald Trump. And they called him Papa Trump. There's Cyrus. They referred to Trump as Cyrus. Now, here in this passage, what God is saying, look, let me explain some things to you, right? Okay. So here, the Persian Emperor Cyrus was named by God 150 years before he was born. And about 100 years before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem, the temple, and carrying the people of Judah into captivity in Babylonia. The Persian Empire still later conquered, and eventually Cyrus became an emperor, and he fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy about 175 years after Isaiah had prophesied. So who is it else that can tell you 150 years before you were born and name that king other than God? Who can do that?
Not one.
Do you know how old the oldest prophecy in the Bible was made?
How's that?
4,000 years, Genesis 3:15. 4,000 years before it was carried out. Now, only God could do that. He goes, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yes, I have spoken it, and I will bring it to pass. I have proposed it, and I will also do it. Okay. God always does what he says he'll do, huh? God who cannot fail. He can't fail. Hearken unto me, you stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be afar off. And my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. What do you think he's referring to, O virgin daughter of Babylon?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The Chaldeans were the elite of the Babylonian Empire. They were very wealthy out there. In other words, here, this virgin daughter, if you take a, I guess, say the word would have not, a daughter that has not yet been molested. At this point, the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, had not been molested. So he says, come down here and sit in the dust, O you virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. In other words, he's referring to, you'll find all through Scripture there that peoples and nations, cities and countries that were corrupted were often compared to as a whorish woman, often compared to a whorish woman. Like, in fact, Babylon was compared to a whorish woman. And here he says, take, oh, speaking of that, boy, today, those, they were out there screaming today. I don't know if you saw the Democrats, those women, and they were out there. First of all, both males and the females are unclean. But the females were, I'm not even going to call them women, congresswomen. These were congresswomen that came up and said, well, I normally don't swear out in public, but they used the F word on Trump, and they shouted out, F you, Trump. Then another one. These are very unclean women. These women talk like whores, okay? They came out and they were laughing and they were all yelling the F word, F you, Trump. And these are, what kind of people are these? And unbelievable. But anyhow, he goes and he says, as for our Redeemer, or no, he go, I picked it up. Take the millstones and grind meal, uncover thy locks, bare thy leg, uncover thy thigh, and pass over the rivers. In other words, he's talking to Babylon now, especially the Chaldeans. You're not going to go unmolested now. Now you're going to get what you have coming. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen, and I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Okay. In other words, he's not going to. He's not going to fight him as a man would fight him. He's going to use his executive power, you might say, I guess, you know. Would you want to say, I guess that would be far, far above executive privilege, huh?
Right.
And so I guess it would be called deistic privilege.
There you go.
As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, his name is his name, and the Holy One of Israel. Set thou silent, and get thee into the darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Well, she's about to lose her standing, her position of going. Now, the Chaldeans were known for their ruthlessness and brutality as they raided and robbed other kings. And the book of Habakkuk really goes into that very well. And so I think I'm going to stop here, and we're going to pick it up in Revelation 18 tomorrow. Revelation 18 is where we'll pick it up tomorrow. So with that, I think I'll stop right here. And we've got a couple. I was going to say I have a couple quick announcements, but I can't find them. Oh, well, I blew that one. So we might as well just go do some articles real quick. And some of the articles that we'll do, did you know here, lifelong Catholic border czar Tom Holman fires back at hypocritical Pope Francis' criticism of deporting criminal aliens. In a fervent response to Pope Francis' criticism, U.S. Immigration Police, Border Czar Tom Holden, a lifelong Catholic, delivered a pointed rebuttal during a recent interview on Newsmax. You have a lot of well-known Catholics that are actual real Catholics now coming out and really going against that Pope. That Pope is a communist. Pope Francis, who's been vocal about his stance against the deportation of illegal immigrants and the enforcement of a strict border controls, was blasted by Holman for his hypocritical and dangerous stance on open borders. The current radical Pope is anti-borders, with previously urged Western countries to open their doors to unlimited immigration. That's easy for him to say, right? And he doesn't have to live here.
It's about time that someone blasts back against him at a larger scale.
Well, yeah, there's been a couple of Catholic bishops have come out that are actual Catholics, okay, and really gone against him. But a couple of things here. Trump administration gives Musk allies access to Treasury payment system. This is where all those lawsuits are about coming out now. They brought out the black-robed horrors. Now, do you know what I would do if I was Pam Bundy?
What's that?
I would start investigating. I would take a close look into these judges, all of these judges that are trying to use lawfare against President Trump, just like that Sean or Juan, what was his last name? The one from New York, Juan. Anyhow, I have a. I'm trying to remember his last name. His daughter.
Is that Merchant? Is that it?
Yeah, Merchant. Yeah, Juan Merchant. Yeah. His daughter was making millions, and I mean millions and millions, okay, for the two of them off that case. And where was a lot of that money? I'll bet a lot of that money might have been coming from USAIDS, okay?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. And so if I were Pam Bondi, I would start going after and look at checking the banking accounts of these judges, all of these, because they're called out now to try to stop Trump. And my guess is they're not doing it for free.
Well, it's interesting. You see all these reports from USAID, all everything that they're sending money to, and all these liberals are trying to stop this investigation and stop the freeze, but none of them are disputing what the money went to.
Well, no, they don't want you to find out more. There's more. We're just starting to see the, look, it's all the kickbacks that they're scared of. When you start getting into who is it that set this up, okay? And then you look into it and you find out, well, you know, like, what was it, Congressman Coons?
Yeah.
And sending the money to, I believe it was Iraq for Sesame Street?
Iraq, Sesame Street.
Now, you find out, you know, so they spend so much money, but find out how much of it did they actually get and how much was the kickback to Coons.
Oh, yeah, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, it's like, well, everybody does it. I mean, everybody does it, right? Okay, anyhow, so that's what I would do. If I was Pam Bondi, I would really start looking into that. So, Trump has released the JFK files, the RFK files, and the Martin Luther King files. We're interesting because there's a whole lot that's going to come out, a lot. And the FBI suddenly found thousands of documents that they didn't know they had. Can you believe that?
Crazy how that just turned up, huh?
Yeah. Anyhow, that's going to be very interesting when that all comes out. The seventh American hostage, Mark Fogle, was just released today. He's back home now. In fact, he's supposed to be at the White House right about now, I think. The seventh American hostage has been released by Trump. And that's not including the ones, the October 7th ones. This is the Gaza ones. These are all different and from Russia. Oh, by the way, They caught them. You were talking about Doge and Musk.
Yeah.
They found $100 million. $100 was spent for government offices for DEI training. Be back right after this.
this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way out. Is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not going to take it anymore. We're fighting back. Finally, we're not the only ones fighting back. Finally, we got a president that is fighting back and pushing back. And we see the people are starting to stand up, you know, like men and women. What do you think of that?
It's about time.
Well, yeah. And so, if only we could get the pastors to find the courage to stand up, huh?
Right.
All righty. Well, here you have... $100 million. $100 million was spent for DEI training in the federal government. What do you think of that?
Like we said before, I think we're still just scratching the surface, and I think there's probably more to uncover, even in regards to DEI. Unfortunately.
Oh yeah, they don't want to know, because who was getting a lot of this money? If $100 million was spent by USAID. Then whoever was orchestrating this, this is why the Democrats are so afraid. Everybody was getting a piece of chunk, okay? A piece of the change, or chunk of the change, or whatever. Now, do you know who Anwar al-Awlaki is?
I do not.
He was a convicted terrorist. He was, I think, involved in 9/11. And, You know where he went to school?
Where's that?
University of Colorado. And guess who paid for it?
Who's that?
USAID. USAID paid for it all.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Here. The communist senator, Senator Murphy, said today he was out there saying, we are looking at the death of democracy. In other words, he's referring to what Doge is doing. He's talking, we're looking at the death of democracy if they keep uncovering all our dark little secrets, okay? So I want to say, Mr. Murphy, no, Senator, we're looking at the end of your corrupt deep state.
You know, I think he makes a good point. This should be the end of democracy because we're not a democracy.
Yeah, well, the form of government.
Right.
Democracy, you're absolutely right, because that's actually the real definition is mob rule. Did you know that? The real definition of democracy is mob rule. That's when the majority take power, the majority over the minority. In other words, instead of individual rights. That's why we have a republic, huh?
Right.
Now, Anthony Blinken, Chuckie Schumer, Joe Biden, we're going to be playing a clip. Now, a clip by the People's Voice here in the second hour. And, you know, the folks are going to make up their mind, but I can tell you, I think I believe every word of it, because we've been telling people all the way back in the 90s, we were telling people about the pedophilia and how it was a growing thing within the Democratic Communist Party. And it really, really started shooting up. It became very popular, pedophilia, during the Clinton, when Clinton was in office there. This is where I remember hearing Donald Trump for the first time, right around the year 2000. They asked Donald Trump, what do you think of Bill Clinton? And Trump says, he's a nice enough guy. They attended each other's weddings, Trump and Clinton. But he said, but he needs to stay away from that island. He said, it's a very bad place, and they do very bad things there. Mr. Clinton really should stay away from there. And we had pictures. We sent out a newsletter. And in that newsletter, it was there in Epstein's Island, standing out in waist-deep water, was Epstein, Bill Clinton, and guess what? Your Supreme Court Justice, the head justice, Roberts, and standing out in that water. But that island was just, you know, and the Democratic Party just filled, the leadership just filled from top to bottom with pedophiles. And we've been telling people this for years, but you'll be listening to this clip.
What was it, 23 documented trips or so back and forth for Bill Clinton?
Yeah, yeah. But not just Bill. Hillary, she went to Epstein's ranch out in New Mexico. And they were doing the same things out there. Her and Chelsea went. And also, what was Hillary's girlfriend? Uba? What was her name? Uma? But anyhow, people should know that now. And another interesting thing is the Russian Duma. Do you know what the Russian Duma is?
Sorry, what was that?
The Duma in Russia.
As a high-ranking official, right?
No, it's their Congress. The Duma is their Congress, but their president, if you will, came out and he made a statement. Now, we're going to have that, but it'll be in that clip. But as he's speaking Russian, and, you know, of course, in the clip you see the words in English up on the screen. But what he's telling you is that these people, and they have known, in fact, Putin said had they not stolen the election from Trump, had it not been stolen, that he never would have gone into the Ukraine, invaded Ukraine, okay? but because of what Biden was doing. But anyhow, in that, they're talking about the pedophilia in the Democratic Party here, and they said they do not tolerate that in Russia, that people, that's a death penalty. The pedophilia is a death penalty there, and unless they get a grip on that here in America, our government will fall. And he said that, and he names Anthony Blinken, he names Chuck Schumer, he names Joe Biden, and said these people need the death penalty. And this is what the head of the Duma is saying there. So, I mean, even they know in here.
You know, I think we've talked about this before, too, but that's something I'll never understand, is anyone who would oppose the statement that anyone who is a pedophile and has been convicted of child sex trafficking or extortion or anything like that should receive the death penalty. I don't understand, as a logical person, how anyone would oppose the stance that they deserve the death penalty. Now, opposing that, you get awful suspicious of them right away.
The ACLU has been trying to get legislation or take it to the courts, winning courts, to get it legalized.
Yeah, what do they want to call it? Minor attracted persons?
Yeah, yeah. But they want to legalize pedophilia. The ACLU is a sleazy communist organization, like the Southern Poverty Law Firm. They're filled with homosexuals. Here, a very large number of Social Security checks have been going out to people that are over 150 years old. Okay, what do you think those people that are over 150 years old are spending that money on?
Probably eggs, right?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I guess I don't know how many eggs you eat once you've hit that age, 150.
Well, they probably save it up every 4 years so they can travel to the polls and vote liberal.
Yep. So now, here's my theory, okay? My theory is that these people that are 150 years old are actually deceased people, and that somebody else is getting that money. And there's paybacks going back to certain people to make sure that money keeps coming their way. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And you see all these people in Congress now, all these politicians who are afraid for their lives because of all this money, because of these investigations, trying to do anything they can to stop it before they get further into this, right? Here's my thought process of that whole instance there. If the government gets suspicious of my income, of your income, if anyone out there's listening to income, they can send the IRS on you, they can audit you, and they can look at your bank statements, right? I say, right. I think this is what DOGE needs to be doing right now, is looking at each of these politicians' bank statements and seeing, oh, why was this check cashed under this name? Why is there an account under this name linked to you?
Well, just like, remember, what's his name? Al Sharpton owed the government, what was something like, I don't know, $5 million or whatever, and back taxes. And here, Obama told him, IRS, just to back off and leave him be.
Yeah, and that's the sick thing about it. And, you know, we keep going back to the point that we haven't even scratched the surface yet of this. I talked last week on here about the fact that when Obama took office, I watched the debt go from $8 trillion to $28 trillion by the time he was out of office in just his terms. And where does all that money go? You never hear about actually allocation of money, where it's going and why we're so in debt. Then you look at what DOGE has uncovered already in just with USAID and sending money to tourism in Egypt and Iraqi versions of Sesame Street and all these other things. And it starts to make sense. Our property taxes are going up. Our gas prices are going up. Our cost of living is going up because they tell us, oh, well, the debt has increased. The money is there. It's just not allocated properly. And I think it's high time that we start seeing that reflect.
Well, it sounds to me like you're a man that would like a good hard day's work. And and accept a good pay. So, here they had hired a guy, and his job was to go in a post office, one single post office, and watch the operation. Just watch the operation and note it. And do you know what he got for doing that?
What's that?
$1 million.
That's a good day's work.
That's a real good day's work, yeah. And so, now, you don't suppose that there was some kickbacks going back to some of the Democrats on that, do you?
Couldn't have been. Couldn't have
okay.
been.
Now, did you hear they're out there, the Trump derangement syndrome has really got them, and, but now they're double they're dag-teamed because it's Musk derangement, too. But they're out there singing, "Which side are you on? Which side are you on?" Okay. So all of these tone-deaf, hungling Democrats were singing a song. And of course, they were screaming out. And at the same time, they were screaming out the F word, F you Trump. And they're calling, do you know what they're calling President Trump now?
Oh, what is it this time?
They're calling him Big, Big with the last name. Well, I guess I can. No, I don't really want to get into that because even Fox News was calling him in that. What begins with a B? Big.
Gotcha.
You know, that guy has, he's got Big. Yeah, that's what they're calling him, Mr. Big, okay. And They are so afraid. Those corrupt Democrats are so afraid of what Dodge is going to uncover next. And again, if I was Pam Bundy, I would look real, real close at the bank accounts of these corrupt judges that they're pulling out on here. They're not going to stick their neck out for nothing. And I would look at them very clear because. This is not revenge. This is justice. What we need to do.
Well, here's what I find funny. The whole first term that Trump was in office, all the liberals were up in arms about, oh, why won't he disclose his tax information? Why won't he disclose his tax information? If you would have asked any other person in a position of power in the government right now to disclose their tax information, you'd be called out for being treasonous against the woke left. Oh, well, you can't ask someone to disclose their tax information to the public. Why not? Where's all their money coming from?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me see. Breaking, Pam Bundy, Attorney General, orders the DOJ to immediately stop all federal funding to sanctuary cities. Now, those black-robed whores, they're pulling out here. They're trying to put holds on all of these things, okay? They're trying to stop him on all federal funding to sanctuary cities. Now, some of those some of these news networks have been warning, coming out in Chicago there and in Colorado, and warning the people that ICE agents are coming, okay? So Bundy is really angry, and so is the woman that was that's in charge of FEMA now. That real pretty former governor, you know who I'm talking about.
Is that Criswell?
No.
She just resigned, didn't she?
No, she's coming out. The one that was just appointed by Trump. Just confirmed. Former governor. You know who I'm talking about. Really pretty. The one that they talk about, keep your puppies away from her. But anyhow, I'll get to it. We'll get to that one. Anyhow, she has come out and she said they're going to catch. The FBI has been leaking ahead before to wherever the ICE raids were going to be. The FBI has been leaking it out in advance to the people, to the media, so the media could announce ahead of time, the ICE raids. And so ICE has been showing up to empty buildings and that, and they are not happy with that. But anyhow, some of America's biggest cities are about to lose millions and millions in federal funding if they do not cooperate with the Trump administration to hand over illegal aliens, Fox News exclusively reported Wednesday. These places, including L.A., New York City, have broken federal law for several years without repercussions from the Republican or the Communist administrations. This has severely hampered immigration officials' ability to ensure public safety while criminal aliens terrorize ordinary Americans. And the results have been tragic, particularly under the Biden regime. But the news gets even better. Pam Bondi has ordered the prosecution of any jurisdiction impending immigration enforcement. This opens the door for the feds to arrest local and state officials for defying immigration laws and harboring illegals. So that is good news. We're going to see. I mean, it's got to be fast and forward. They're going to try to stop Trump before with the courts. And there's a lot of stuff coming out talking about how, Biden was directly involved with the attempted assassination on President Trump. And more and more is coming out on that. Now, remember, Biden said, "I would stop him. I will stop him." And remember, he said, "I will put a target on him." And so,
well, there was photos that came out of Biden's chef with one of the assassins. I believe the one that was the second assassination attempt. There's photos of Biden's chef with this would-be assassin. Yet no one has looked into it anymore.
Well, here there's a lot going on about this. The governor there of Pennsylvania supposedly being involved in all of that, but and there has been lawsuits, and he's been charged by individuals, whistleblowers who were in the agencies, but one of the whistleblowers has had a reputation of bringing all kinds of charges and claims against people. So we're just going to wait on that and see how it shakes out. But I absolutely believe that Biden was behind that. Senator John Kennedy has some tough words for leftists who are freaking out over USAID. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana has a way with words. Yeah, he sure comes up with some good ones, boy, I can tell you. And when it comes to the left's latest freakout over USAID, he does not disappoint. During an appearance on Hannity, Kennedy said, "It's USAID today. It's going to be Department of Education tomorrow." Kennedy is right. When the time arrives, we will see an even bigger meltdown from the communists. Here, he goes on to say, "You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs." Now, President Trump ran for office saying, "I'm going to review every single penny in the federal budget." Now, how are you going to review the spending in the federal budget without reviewing the spending, right? Now, so, yeah, that kind of really makes sense, right? In order to review the spending, you kind of have to review the spending, don't you?
Yeah, it might help to know the numbers, huh?
Yeah. Now, let's see, now that wouldn't make sense to a Democrat at all, would it?
Oh, no.
And that's exactly what Mr. Musk is doing. Now, many of the Democratic colleagues and some of the tofu-eating the tofu-eating Wookerati at the USAID are screaming like they're a part of a prison riot because they don't want us to review the spending. But that's all Mr. Musk is doing, and he's finding some pretty interesting stuff. To my friends who are upset, I would say, with respect, call someone who cares. They better get used to it, the USAID today. Very good. So,
well, I'll say this. You mentioned the Department of Education there. I don't know if you saw that they locked lawmakers out of the Department of Education this past week.
Yeah, well.
And meanwhile, these lawmakers are pulling on the doors and banging on the doors and yelling and screaming and trying to get in. So what you're telling me is these Democratic lawmakers were starting an insurrection? They were trespassing?
Well, yeah, they don't call that one for the Democrats, right? Well, by the way, you know, speaking of that, here, the Democrats are now, they're really feeling it because guess what? The fake news media now is starting to step away from them. Last week it was CNN that came out and they were saying that Trump is doing exactly what he said he would do. He is very, very popular, and it was driving those nuts on CNN because one of their talking heads was telling the truth, and it wasn't authorized to tell the truth. And he was showing how the people, you know, Trump had a 70% approval rating amongst the people, and this was just driving them crazy. But now, CBS has a new poll. Huge percentage of Americans say Trump is keeping campaign promises. This is CBS, with most describing him as a tough, energetic, focused, and effective, and some doing what he promised during his campaign. President Trump has started his term with a new positive marks from Americans overall. Many say that he's doing more than they expected, and those who say this most likely like what they see. Very few think he's doing less. His partisans and his voters in particular say that he's got the right amount of focus on matters like ending diversity, equity, inclusion programs, and deporting those who are in the country illegally. And so, very good, Donald Trump. Okay, Trump reminds Dems, throwing hissy fits over Department of Education, that student scores are... Oh, boy, I'm going to tell you. They're abysmal. They're absolutely abysmal. And so, I mean, do you know, out of 48, do you know where the United States ranks?
Where's that?
48th.
Well,
do you know, back in 1962, before they kicked God out of the public school, before that woman had God removed in prayer, the United States was number one scholastically in the entire world. Number one scholastically in the entire world. And when they expelled God from the public school, when the Democrats did that, the door was left open and the other guy came in there. And boy, we've seen what's happened since then with the public school system, haven't we? And so, anyhow, Trump reminds Dems throwing hissy fits at the Department of Education that student scores are abysmal. President Donald Trump, okay, reminded lawmakers who attempted to force their way into the Department of Education that American students' proficiency test scores continue to be in stark decline. And he did that on a Friday. But the Democrats don't care about that, do they? All of those that can afford it all send their kids to private schools anyhow, don't they? All right, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. We got a very interesting clip coming up. You'll want to hear this.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program,
you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.